Hello, you're listening to the Monocle Arts Review. I'm Andrew Muller. On the programme today, we will be discussing the latest country and country-ish and even country-esque music releases that have made our resident expert on that subject, Baylen Leonard, hit repeat. Baylen joins me in the studio now. Baylen, welcome back to the show.
Good to be here. Thank you for having me back.
We are going to start today with Nikki Lane, whose previous album, I think I'm right in saying, was All or Nothing a few years ago. That's All or Nothing with the very much dropped G.
And yeah, that makes it authentic. No
the
G.
Inserted apostrophe. but which I did like very, very much. The new album has an equally authentic title.
Highway Queen.
It sounds like it was kind of created, doesn't it, by online country music album title generator?
Well, yes, absolutely. And if you look at the artwork for it, that as well, though, with a nice artistic edge to it. You know, she's on longhorn cattle, lassoing and calming and laying, and you know, it's kind of a fantasy in lots of different ways. But I really like Nikki Lane, and she's been called a rebel, she's been called an outlaw, she's been called a fashionista because she owns a vintage boutique called called High Class Hillbilly, which I can relate to in every way, shape and form. She's lived in LA, she's lived in New York, she's lived in Nashville, and she strikes me, she's from South Carolina though, by the way, a small town called Greenville, South Carolina, and she strikes me as the type of girl that I know quite well that I went to high school with, you know, kind of a no-nonsense, trash-talking, will put you in your place and defend you if need be, and just not taking any bull from anyone. And everybody that I've picked out for you today, they all kind of, for me, fall into a bit of a freaks, geeks, and an outcast kind of genre where maybe that's what they were early on, or maybe I'm projecting here. but and now they're the coolest kids going. You know, they went from being kind of the outsiders at school to really laying down the law and doing things their own way. So they're all, in a way, outsiders is what I see them as. And Nikki Lane is no different to that. And she very much is in the vein of strong country women, which you may recall I'm very fond of in terms of my country music, you know, Loretta Lynn and Wanda Jackson and those type of people. And I see this album, Highway Queen, as a real progression of it, and also a real chance for her to break into the mainstream.
Okay, well, this is the title track. We'll hear a bit of this, and then we'll talk about her a bit more. This is Nikki Lane with Highway Queen.
Well, I heard tale of a woman out there with tight blue jeans and long black hair. She'll come play, she won't stay, and it always brings them down. Some folks say there'll come a day when she'll settle in some old town. But it's best you know this, a long, long road, and she ain't gonna come around. 60,000 miles back town, countless broken hearts between. Why the lies are why they don't stop living the life of the highway queen. She's a siren, leads your path, hush your mind like a melody. You can tie her down, you can bottle life, but the highway queen don't need no key.
Nikki Lane with Highway Queen from Highway Queen. Baylen, as a sucker myself for the big old school female country voice and the country road song, inevitably I really liked that. But you were talking at the before we played a bit about how she enthusiastically embraces a lot of the tropes of really old school orthodox country. And there's always the question, especially at this late stage in the country music experiment, when a relatively young artist does that, to what extent are they embracing those tropes, you know, in a pure-hearted fashion, and to what extent are they trying to subvert them or play with them slightly?
Well, hopefully both in some sort of way, you know, because I like an embrace and somebody who's playing
to subvert while one embraces or embrace while one subverts.
Exactly. That sounds like the best kind of night that I can imagine. But I think if you've grown up in Greenville, South Carolina, or even if you've just driven through it or you've been to it or hundreds of small towns like it in the American South, I think that you grow up with that in your blood and then it gives you the license to do whatever you want to with it, really. I think if you own something in the beginning, then you can take it in whatever direction you want to. And that's what I think the best artists in music do, is that they in some way kind of pay homage to something that's come before, but then they do something completely new with it. And I think that's what Nikki Lane is doing here. And just listening to that clip, I mean, don't you want to hang out with her already? And the thing is, I know that I would hang out with her and feel so uncool in her presence. You know, I would still feel like I don't belong hanging out with her. And that's what I quite like about her as well, is that she clearly came from a place where, you know, she grew up with very little money, and she talks about this. And like I said, Greenville, South Carolina is its own particular kind of downtrodden town with great things now, but certainly much like the town that I'm from in East Tennessee, when, and we're around the same age, me and Nikki Lane, the town at that time certainly didn't have any prosperity going. It wasn't a destination place. It didn't have a real reason for people who weren't from around there to go there. The same with my hometown. And now, like lots of towns around the world, small towns particularly, it's found its own kind of groove. It's got things that attract outsiders in, you know, good old USA, America-made products and craftsmanship and craft breweries and independent record stores and all of that sort of thing. So I think she's coming at this from a really genuine place. And I think it would be really difficult to sing about the things that she sings about in the way she sings about them if she didn't live them or know them.
Okay, well, let's move along to your second choice, because this, I believe, is another yet, subverter yet embracer, or embracer yet subverter. This is Little Bandit. Introduce them, or it, or him, or she, or them, if you would.
Well, Little Bandit, I think it's the name of the band, although Alex Caress, who's the lead singer of the band, probably goes by Little Bandit as well. And he's been around on the scene for quite a while, releasing EPs. This is his debut full-length album, and it's a real heartbreak record. It is, it's called Breakfast Alone.
So, there's a clue in the title, isn't there?
Yeah, you already know what you're getting. and it's released on pink vinyl as well, which I think adds a nice element to this. And he is part of the East Nashville scene in some sort of way. And I say that
this
because...
This is the sort of alternative Nashville sector.
It's kind of like the other side of mainstream Nashville. You know, you cross the river and you get into something a little bit cooler, like lots of cities around the world. For some reason, the East End is where it's all happening. And that's certainly the case with Nashville. But the people in his band are very much part of that scene. And... have kind of hitched their wagon, as it were, or been there from the beginning for artists that are really making a name for themselves. People like Margot Price, people like Sturgill
Simpson.
We had
Margot Price recently in here as a guest on our Midori House session. She was
and how
fantastic.
Great is she?
She's marvelous.
She's everything you want from Margot Price, right? And also members of Little Bandit's band played for Nikki Lane as well. So there's a nice little kind of community that grows around artists like this. And again, he's a bit of an outsider, Little Bandit. One of the only out country musicians that I can think of, certainly, who's releasing today and quite proudly proclaiming to be out. When he wrote this record, he says between 2012 and 2015, he was really unhappy. He was constantly single. He was drinking too much. He wasn't out to his parents and loads of other people that were important to his life. And so he wrote this song all about that. So it's a heartbreak record from, a different perspective.
Okay, well, let's hear some of it. This is called Bed of Bad Luck. It's by Little Bandit from Breakfast Alone.
This bed of bad luck.
Bad luck.
This bed of not enough.
Not enough.
Of never.
Never.
Finding true.
Finding true love.
Well, now it's time.
Little Bandit there with Bed of Bad Luck from their album Breakfast Alone. That's fantastic. That sounds like something from the absolutely wretched lawnmower driving wilderness years of George Jones, doesn't it? Or maybe something from the hardly less wretched but later wilderness years of Randy Travis.
Yeah, it's all of that. And I think there's also a little bit of kind of 50s musical about it as well, especially in the intro to that song. It sounds like something that you might hear in Greece or something like that. You know, it's got a little bit of that theatrical element to it as well. But completely classic country territory there, really going deep with the heartbreak. And his voice as well. I think his voice is phenomenal in terms of where it puts you in place and time with the way that he sounds. It sounds like something that you might dig out of an old record stack, you know, going
it really does. It's proper old school Tears in the Beer balladry that should have been produced by Billy Sherrill. That track, anyway, is that what the album as a whole is like?
Yeah, the vibe of the album is pretty similar to that track. There's some great stuff on it, though, and there's songs even sadder than that one, if you can believe it. But there's also some humor in there. There's one called Scattered and Smothered, which, by the way, is a dish that you can order at an establishment called the Waffle House. And it is about him sitting in the Waffle House having breakfast alone after he killed a cheating lover and his dog. So,
Who among us, etc.
We've all at least thought about it, right? So like I said earlier, it's this really classic country territory, but he's putting his own spin on it just from his life perspective, I imagine. And also, I think it's quite brave to release an album that sonically sounds like this if you're trying to make money or make any sort of impact on the mainstream. And maybe that's not what he's doing, and I totally am fine with that. But what I mean by that is this seems like a true artistic album. This seems like the album of an artist that has something to say, and they're going to say it the way they want to say it, and it's going to sound the way they want it to sound, and it doesn't matter what anyone else thinks, and I admire that.
Okay, well, I look forward to hearing the rest of that one very, very much. That is Little Bandit.
Get the pink vinyl.
The album was called again, what, remind
Breakfast
us?
Breakfast Alone.
Breakfast Alone, fantastic country title. The pink vinyl is, as you say, a nice touch. And finally tonight, to Whitney Rose. Introduce, if you would, Whitney Rose.
Well, Whitney Rose, she's in love with Texas. She is from Prince Edward Island, Canada, but she moved to Texas, lives in Austin, which already makes her a bit of an outlier in terms of the music industry, because there's a real divide between people who choose to live in somewhere like Nashville, even in East Nashville, or the whole Texas and Austin scene, which is a whole different thing entirely. And so she moved there, fell in love with it, but specifically she fell in love with the dance hall culture of Austin. And so she wrote an album. Well, it's an EP, actually. It's called South Texas Suite, and it's a love letter / thank you note to Texas. And quite strong in the way that she presents herself and what she says about her music and her. And I think this song that I chose for you kind of sets out her style quite nicely.
Okay, this is Whitney Rose with My Boots from her EP South Texas Suite.
You say that it's time to meet your mama. Darling, that's just fine, because I wanna. Just as long as you're aware, I won't put on a show. The girl you met and fell for is the girl she'll get to know. I'll go if I can wear my boots.
Whitney Rose from Prince Edward Island via Austin, Texas, with My Boots from her latest EP, South Texas Suite, the third and final choice of our guest music reviewer, Baylen Leonard. Baylen, as you pointed out, she has planted herself in Austin, Texas. She's far from the first to do that. How is Austin with the outsiders just coming up and setting up shop and trying to sort of incorporate themselves into a community with a ready-made lineage and heritage? Does it ever sort of like just, you know, every time the Greyhound rolls into town and disgorges another bunch of hopefuls with cowboy boots and guitar cases, is there no feeling in Austin of just, oh, God?
Oh, well, I'm sure there is. I'm sure there is. But I think, like a lot of things, it depends on how talented you are, how many friends you have, and what your personality is like, right? Anybody can get off the Greyhound bus and decide they're going to live in Austin, but it's the people who stay, really, are the ones that become kind of embraced by the community. And also remember, Austin, it's still a small town. It's a great city, and it's got this massive festival, South by Southwest, and it's an international city in lots of ways, but it's also a small town. It's a small town, just like Nashville in that way. You know, it's a major city, but with a small town feel. And so I think that's probably one of the attractive things about Austin. You know, I was interviewing a artist who chooses to stay in Austin. I said, well, are you never going to go to Nashville? You know, does this not seem to be the natural progression? And he said, you know what? I think that Tennessee's just too religious for me. And I thought, wow, somebody from Texas is saying that Tennessee's too conservative. But it made an interesting point, because it is a bit more freewheeling down there. You know, Texas, as they say, it's a whole other country. So, so I think, Whitney Rose, if you're going to write a love letter to a town, surely you're going to be embraced by it, right?
Baylon Leonard, thank you for joining us. That brings us to the end of today's show. You have been listening to the Monocle Arts Review with me, Andrew Miller. The show was produced by Fernando Augusto Pacheco. Join us again at the same time tomorrow, when we will be discussing TV. But for now, it's goodbye from me. Thanks very much for listening.